This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and along with my co-host, Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to join us and listening to some of our top leaders here in the beautiful South Florida community. Well, guests, listeners, this is a new year. And of course, new year brings new excitement and new changes. And one of the excitements that we're going to be having is that now we have more hosts that will be hosting the show. And during the first 2 weeks, be Andre and myself. And then the third Saturday of the month, we'll have our good friend or my newfound friend, Mindy Figueroa, who runs L&M Marketing, and she works in the Latin community. And we're bringing a Latin perspective into our listeners. And then we will also have Latasha Butler still doing this Cyber Ladies Talk Cyber piece. But for this week, I wanted to make sure that you listeners know what's going on in our community with scholarships. A lot of our students are going through scholarships now and getting scholarships lined up. And so one of the things we did last year, we had my wife come on to talk about Infinite Scholars. Well, guess what, gang? I have her on again to help you guys understand how much money was given out, how much money, if you didn't take advantage, that you lost out on, but also what we can do to help each other in the future. So I'd like to ask Sherry to come on and tell us more about the Infinite Scholars program. Sherry?
Thank you, David. Again, my name is Sherry Reese. I am the South Florida Director for Infinite Scholars. Now, our overall mission for Infinite Scholars, and we use ISP to refer to Infinite Scholars, is to provide students with the opportunity to participate in innovative college and career readiness programs, which highlight the importance of equality, diversity, and inclusion. I'm going to give you some facts before we really get into it about the Infant Scholars Program. Over the course of two decades, the Infant Scholars Program has provided at least 200,000 plus students throughout the nation with access to over $2 billion in scholarship awards. Now, let me go over the past year. From January 2024, we always kick off here in Fort Lauderdale, until the end of this year, I mean of 2024, we saw 8,673 students, and over $201 million was given out in scholarships. So we are very active. We're very connected to the colleges and universities, and we bring the goods. We just ask that the students will bring what they need to bring so they can take advantage of the opportunities that will be available to them.
Now, Sherry, what do they need to bring, and do they have to be present to take advantage of this? And if so, what dates do we have?
Okay, let me speak about the presence. I am asking all seniors to register online to www.infinitescholar.org, and register for the fair. Even if you're not able to attend, your name will be on the Infant Scholars list, and all of that information goes out to all of our colleges and universities. Now, when we have a fair, do all of the colleges and universities come? Absolutely not. We do not have room enough for all of them. However, we do usually have over 40 colleges and universities at each venue. Sometimes there is more, but 40 is about the average.
So now you said about 40 colleges. Of those 40 colleges, are there any of them local or, UF? You know, a lot of our students want to stay local, and if they can get scholarships to go to these colleges, they would like to know more about that.
We do have many local colleges and universities, but we have a lot that are out of state. And the ones that come from out of state, they wouldn't follow us unless we were able to provide them a great product. And South Florida has wonderful students that apply. So they love to come here because they get that diverse group that they're looking for. So to name the colleges and universities, I would recommend they go on to the Infant Scholars website, and they will see all the colleges that participate. I'm just not in a position to say which ones will actually be present. I know over the years we get the local schools in South Florida. They show up. And then we get a lot of schools from everywhere else.
So some of the schools that might show up are like FAMU. Is that historically black colleges, or are they just private colleges? Can you help my listeners better understand that?
Okay, they're public and they are private colleges. I'm trying to see if I can get a list for you. But in the interim, let me just tell you when this wonderful event will take place and where. Okay, we're doing two fairs in Fort Lauderdale. Same location at the L.A. Lee YMCA /Mizell Community Center. And that's at 1409 Northwest Sis Trunk Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, 33311. Our first date is Tuesday, January 21st, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And then from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Why do we have so many breaks? It's because the schools transport a large number of students first thing in the morning. But then you have parents who want to be there. So oftentimes they'll take advantage of the 12 to 2 or even from 4 to 7. where they will bring your students. The next fair is Wednesday, same location, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Just keep in mind, we are providing these services to Broward County and Miami-Dade County students. So we need quite a few visits or fairs, events, to accommodate them all. Okay, now what does a student need to bring? A student needs to bring their ACT / SAT scores. They need to bring official transcript, a resume, and we don't expect them to have resumes like you and I would have, David, but they have done something in their community is what we're really looking for in organizations that they belong to. We also want a personal statement from them, why I want to attend college. And I can tell you that the colleges and universities that attend, they read through this. They read through it quickly because this is what they do day in and day out. And after they review everything, they can admit you to the university or college right there on the spot. Not every school does it, but I can tell you a lot of them do it. And many of them will award a scholarship on site. So there's a lot happening. But if they would bring in those 1, 2, 3, 4 items that I mentioned, they will have a wonderful opportunity to acquire admittance and a scholarship.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm going to give Andre a chance to speak, my co-host. Andre, I know you have some good questions to ask as well. So, Andre, please, go ahead.
Hey, Sherry, thank you so much for joining us. And you are providing an incredible service for students. And I know the admissions universe process has changed so much. With affirmative action changes. And I just know it's a completely different process for these young people. And some of them don't have a whole lot of guidance. But help our listeners understand how your process with scholarships adds value to the admissions process in the midst of all this turmoil.
Okay. By doing the scholarship fair, first of all, let me say, if there are any volunteers out there that is interested in assisting, because we depend on volunteers to help these students, they all may want to go to college, but they may not always understand the process and all that's involved. So I'm looking for volunteers to help out in this event. As an organization, we will provide information for students that are attending colleges and their parents. We try to do online sessions to inform them this is the process, because many of our students here are first-generation college students. So that little extra hand-holding, we will provide that to them. We work very closely with the schools, the guidance counselors, to help us in this issue. So we try to provide a map, for lack of a better word. And as they ask questions, we answer and try to lead them along the way.
That's great. And again, I know this, it's a difficult process for parents and children to navigate. We're in some very interesting times. So continue your great work, Sherry. And thanks so much for joining us.
You are so welcome. And I just want to encourage all the students, parents, students, do your FAFSA. I can tell you, they're not tracking to see who's doing what, but do your FAFSA, because that will open an opportunity for even more financial assistance. Use every opportunity that you can to get all the assistance that you can, not only monetarily, but this educational map that you can use. And this is what we do. Now, we have it at the YMCA on Sistrunk. They have their staff there to answer questions and to help you. And they will be more than happy to provide a workshop if that's necessary to help you. So we're there. The YMCA is there. Broward County School System is there because we work very closely with them. And it's an accountability thing. You say you're going to do it, we follow up to make sure you are going to do it. So parents, you can freely reach out to the Y, get in touch with us if you need to. We're here to help.
Now, Sherry, before I give you the opportunity to tell us how we can get in contact with you for more information, I do want to ask, can the students get information from their BRACE advisors or any of the other guidance counselors to learn more about the scholarship fair?
Definitely. We work closely with the BRACE advisors. But I just want to take note, every high school has a BRACE advisor, and they are supporting many, many, many students, as you know. I'm going to say, if you're working with your BRACE advisor, continue. If you haven't started, make that contact. Sometimes you have to develop your own little village to help you. If you can get one person, then maybe that person can get two people. There's a lot of people in the system, the educational system, that knows what to do. With Infinite Scholars, we try to make that connection so you will have that information. I have to brag a little. We have many students that have gone through Infinite Scholars program, found their college or university here when they came to the fair, and they are out there now working as professionals, as, I want to say, doctors, lawyers, IT professionals, you name the profession, they're there, plumbers, electricians. We provide what they need to get to where they want to go.
That is exciting, Sherry. I am so glad that you can share that with our listeners. I know you have some other brag stories that you don't always talk about, but can you just give me a rough idea how much money was given out and how much of that money was for full rides that students didn't have to pay a dime out of their pocket?
Well, I gave you numbers for the last year, which was $201 million. That was given out in scholarships. Let me give you an average GPA. Okay, it was 3.3. They were still getting scholarships. Okay, average ACT score, 21. Average SAT score, 1068. And we served over 8,600 students last year. So the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there. And I'm going to say, even for students that's not at a 3.3 GPA, I still encourage them to come. Because there are universities and colleges that if you just sent in the paperwork, they would never have the opportunity to talk to you to find out why your GPA may be less than 3.3. You will get an opportunity to present yourself, your case, to the admissions person. And I have seen it multiple times where they will say to a student, no, you're not at 3.3, but guess what? If you can prove to me by the time you graduate that your GPA will come up, you keep in contact with me, we can make something happen. That's what I love about Infinite Scholars, is that we have parameters, but we can go behind them or go in front of them as we need to help a student. If you have questions, I need you to contact Sharon Hughes. She's a program director at the YMCA. She helps me out greatly. And her number is 954-467-2444, extension 1717. Or you can call our contact at the headquarters for Infinite Scholars. His name is Jose, J-O-S-E, Cornier, C-O-R-N-I-E-R. And he runs the scholarship program from a corporate sense. His number is 219-781-0454. That's 219-781-0454. And our website is infinite, INFINITE, scholar, scholar.org. Register for the fair. Even if you are not able to attend, still register. And those dates are Tuesday, January 21st, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., and from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then the next day, we do it again, Wednesday, January 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Students, parents, please remember those SAT scores, transcripts, resume, and a personal statement. And I can tell you, this is a life-changing event.
Well, thank you, Ms. Sherry Williams-Reese, for that information. Now, parents, you have no excuse. There's money out there for your children to get to go to school. And if you choose not to lose it, or use it rather than, you're going to feel bad about it when you have to try to pay it out of your pocket to pay for their education. So I want to thank you, Ms. Reese, and the Infinite Scholars Program for not only coming on the podcast to share this information with our listeners, but also to let us know how we can do it ourselves and get more engaged. So audience, again, and this is David N. Reese, along with my co-host Andre Williams, and we look forward to having you listen to the next time when we have this program on your airwaves. Bye for now.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.